Oklahoma and the nation are facing a blood donation emergency, a prisoner transfer to carry out justice, and OKC Thunder players prepare for the All-Star Game. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, February 14th. I'm Deborah Ashar. A nonprofit blood provider in Oklahoma is 2,000 donations behind what it needs to replenish the local blood supply. State Impact's Jillian Taylor reports recent inclement weather and a spike in flu cases have fueled a blood supply emergency.
Our Blood Institute is the nation's sixth largest independent blood center, providing more than 95% of Oklahoma's blood supply to over 160 hospitals, medical facilities, and air ambulances. The Institute says this shortage is in addition to the 1,200 daily donations it requires to meet the needs of area hospitals. A blood emergency was declared before winter weather hit, which led to canceled blood drives and a drop in donations. An uptick in flu cases has also fueled the crisis, as people must wait to donate if they have a fever or productive cough. Dr. John Armitage, the Institute's president and CEO, says it needs donors to step up now more than ever. Oklahomans can make an appointment on the Institute's website. For State Impact, I'm Jillian Taylor.
United States Attorney General Pam Bondi has agreed to transfer a convicted murderer to Oklahoma. George John Hansen is currently in federal prison in Louisiana. Sierra Pfeiffer reports Hansen is now set to be executed in Oklahoma.
Hansen is in federal prison for a series of armed robberies he committed in northeast Oklahoma. He's also on Oklahoma's death row for the 1999 kidnapping and murder of Mary Bowles, a crime he was prosecuted for after his incarceration at the federal Louisiana prison had already begun. Hansen was scheduled to be executed in Oklahoma in 2022, but the U.S. Bureau of Prisons denied his transfer to the state. But now, thanks to newly Trump-appointed Attorney General Pam Bondi, Hansen will be transferred back. Oklahoma AG Gettner Drummond says he's hopeful Hansen will arrive in mid-March so he can be the next person put to death by the state, likely in June. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
A bill to ban cell phones in schools made its way off the House floor Thursday. State Impact's Beth Wallace has details on what's in the bill and how it's been received.
House Bill 1276 by Enid Republican Chad Caldwell would require school districts to create policies restricting student cell phone use during the school day, but also allows districts to opt out if the school board revisits the policy every year.
We are leaving it up to the schools. If they disagree with that, they can opt out of that policy. I will tell you, I hope there isn't a single school in the state that opts out of this policy. The data is extremely clear, and if schools want to do the right thing for their kids, they're going to enact this policy.
The bill passed the House floor with a vote of 82-9 and now heads to the Senate. A similar bill is also making its way through Senate committees. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
The Oklahoma City Thunder lost their 10th game of the season last night, but they still enter the midway point of the season with a lock on first place in the NBA's Western Conference. Ryan LaCroix reports the Thunder will be well represented this All-Star weekend.
Thunder stars Shai Gilgeous-Alexander will make his third appearance in Sunday's All-Star game. SGA is again one of the favorites for league MVP, leading the NBA in scoring with 32 points per game. Meanwhile, it's the All-Star Game debut for Thunder forward Jalen Williams, who's put up career highs in average points, rebounds, and assists. It's also the first go-around for Thunder coach Mark Dagnalt, who will coach one of the four teams in the game. Former Oklahoma Sooners and current Atlanta Hawks guard Trae Young will make his fourth appearance, replacing injured star Giannis Antetokounmpo. And making his first All-Star Game selection is former Oklahoma State star Cade Cunningham. The Detroit Pistons guard will pull double duty as he also competes in Saturday night's three-point contest, along with current Golden State Warriors and former OU guard Buddy Hield. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
Each morning, It's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.